Good afternoon, and thanks for tuning in to KXCV KLNW, the Bearcat Coaches Show, presented by Pizza Ranch. I'm Matt Tritton. I'll be joined by John Coffey momentarily. If you've had a hankering for Northwest Missouri State Athletics, this is the week for you. We've got tons of matchups coming up in Maryville here on campus throughout the next week, and it starts tonight, a big-time battle in the MIAA. Volleyball-wise, number 25 Central Missouri is in town. That's a 6 o'clock start as the Bearcats looking to knock off the Jennies. It was a 5-set match in Warrensburg earlier in the season, so Northwest Missouri State can exact some revenge tonight at home. That's a big one. Bearcat Volleyball also meeting up with number 10 Washburn on Friday at 6 o'clock, and then also hosting Emporia State on Saturday. So a full slate for Amy Worth and Northwest Missouri State Volleyball at home this week. Bearcat Soccer has just 4 regular season matches left this season, and all 4 are going to be at home. This is a team currently tied for 6th in the MIAA standings, but they have a chance to climb up a few spots and potentially be hosting in the MIAA tournament's first round. So these will be some big matches. It'll be great to see some Bearcat support for Coach Mark Gordon and his club out there. They'll be taking on Missouri Southern at home at 3 o'clock on Friday, and then on at 1 o'clock against Rogers State at home on Sunday. So a lot to look forward to there. Northwest Missouri State Golf will be rounding out their fall schedule coming up next Monday and Tuesday at the Midwest Classic at Mazingo Lake Golf Course here in town. But first, we'll get things started with Northwest Missouri State football. Our guest today is Zach Howard. The Bearcats coming off a tough loss to rival Pittsburgh State last week, battled all the way back, fell just 2 points short. But they can bounce back in a big way coming up on Saturday against Washburn, another former playoff team from a season ago coming to town. Northwest looking to get back on the winning track. Let's go ahead and send it over to John Coffey as he is joined by Zach Howard.
Zach, we've had John in the past. It's always good to have you back here.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I always enjoy it. So.
And Zach, coming off a tough loss in Pittsburgh, Kansas to the Gorillas this past week. But first of all, let's just kind of talk about that atmosphere. Over 10,000 fans that are there. And it just seemed like from a standpoint, just playing on a Saturday afternoon in college football atmosphere, that had to be a lot of fun from that aspect of things.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people, a lot of crowd noise. So it was definitely fun. Obviously, we're going to bring energy. It was a good team, but it's really easy to bring energy when people are cussing you out, you know, saying whatever they want in the stands. It's pretty fun to play in.
Yeah, that is one aspect of it. You kind of have to have a little bit fun with that, just knowing, knowing where they're coming from on the other side there, that just to make light of that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. some interesting things come out of the stands over there. So. It is fun. I think our guys enjoyed it as well. So
a good effort, I think, on the defensive side, although being down 17-3 at halftime. But overall, when you look at the numbers you guys put up against Pittsburgh State defensively, you made things tough for them for what they wanted to do, especially there in the second half.
Yeah, you know, we just stuck to the game plan. We tried to do our 1-11th. We talked about it as a team, but just those explosive scores, I think, in the first half, if you just look at explosives, so anything over 20 yards, I think that just under 200 yards in the passing game, explosive passes. So if you take those away, it's a different ball game. But, I mean, they obviously had those plays in there for a reason. We just got to get the ball down, get it tackled, and try to make them drive on us in the future.
Well, it was really a shutdown defense there in the second half.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We just made a few corrections, nothing crazy, just some small minor ones. Came out in the second half, made sure we stuck to our game plan, did our 1-11th. When 11 guys are doing their job on our defense, usually works out well for us, but just a little too late.
Yeah, you look at your individual numbers from Saturday, 8 tackles, a couple of sacks, a 2-4 loss there to go along with what you've done all the season long. A great performance from your standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get those good games, you try to watch a little extra film, prepare a little bit, just more in general and well. But, you know, it's tough to, no matter how good you play, I'd take all those stats off, give me 1 tackle, 0 sacks, and for a win, you know. So wish we won the game, you know. Other than that, I don't know what to say.
Well, and you look at the record right now, just 2 losses on the year. There's still a heck of a lot to play for. The playoffs still right down the road if you guys take care of business as well. So you guys really have to look ahead and just kind of grow from this.
Oh, yeah. Just like you said, we got to take care of business. So we got to start this week. If we don't win out, then we probably aren't getting in. And even if we do win out, there's no guarantee that we are in. So we're just going to have to, you know, take care of business, win week in and week out, backs against the walls. But it starts today, starts yesterday, with how we prepare for these games and understanding, obviously, every game we prepare well, but now you just got to understand that there's no room for mistake at all. So we got to prepare. Prepare like that.
No, you've been a leader really throughout your entire time on that defensive line at Northwest, but this year as a senior with some young guys, when you look around to your sides here, what are some of the main things you're trying to instill with some of these young guys coming up?
just how to play Bearcat football on the you know, front four. We've had a really good D-line. We've had not only really, really good individual play, but as a unit, as a four, as how we rush, how we play the run. I mean, we've just had phenomenal D linemen and just a D line in general. And I think that's a lot to do with Coach Wright and his coaching of it, but also, you know, who he recruits and what he instills into our brains. And there's a lot of hard nosed kids on the D line. I'm glad to be a part of it. I think there's a lot more tougher kids than I, but it's also inspiring. Ever since I was a freshman, you got, you know, Spencer Phillips as a junior and senior when I was a freshman and sophomore, who, you know, his shoulder was messed up, his knee was messed up, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he showed up every game and played hard. Austin Eskew had some injuries, and seeing those early, you're like, okay, I need to continue to be the hard-nosed kid, that blue-collar kid that fights through toughness. So just trying to do that now, show the young guys that way. But then it's really easy when you got a group of guys that are like that. I mean, truly just want to play football, don't care how messy it gets, don't care what they got to do to succeed and help the team win. Couldn't care less about accolades. And then also it's really easy to lead with Elijah Green next to me. Oh, yeah, he's probably a better leader than I. I aspire to be like him in many ways. Hopefully I can, you know, inspire him in ways, but he's definitely just a man, and so it's cool to lead next to him, just have him by my side.
Through the years, Northwest has done an excellent job shutting down the run, but you look at the numbers you guys are putting up this year, virtually no team is able to do much at all running the ball against you. What are some of the things that you guys do that makes it so tough for teams to get any kind of ground game going?
It's like I said earlier, just doing your 111th. It's a term that gets thrown around here a lot, but Coach Wright does a really good job. Boswick does too, and BC is like, as long as we're doing our jobs, we do have a scheme that's fits really well. And there's probably other schemes out there that fit well too, but the combination of kids that just want to play hard and work hard and don't care about the stats, and the coaches who are like, this is all you got to do to be great, it's just a really good combination. Got a bunch of, you know, just crazy LBs that fly around and are half stupid in a good way. in a good way, you know. I'm not saying they're stupid in the classroom, but on the football field they just like to fly around, and sometimes that's a good thing. And they have great leader in Sam Phillips back there. And then on level three, you know, a lot of young guys, but they're starting to fill in that role. And so up front, yeah, we got one job to do, maybe two maximum on one play. And so all we got to do is do that job. And if we get out of lane, it's usually 10 yards. And if the LB gets out of lane, usually it's 10 yards. So it's like we just got to do our job, do nothing more, nothing less, do it and dominate that job.
Had a couple of sacks on Saturday. Then you open up the season, I think, what, three sacks against Fort Hays State. How much fun is it for you when you see that quarterbacks are directly in your line of sight? Go through your mindset there when you think that you've got an opportunity to come up with a sack.
Yeah, I think you know, sacking a QB has a similar adrenaline to hitting a walk-off home run in high school baseball, or actually it's probably more, but I think just it is exhilarating in a sense, but if you focus too much on that, you won't get to that point, you won't get past the linemen. So I think, I don't know what to say. It's amazing. Just knowing that he's right there in your crosshairs, it sucks when he throws the ball away right at the same time. Or, you know, if you have, like, a stunt on or something and he gets to escape out the pocket or something. I don't know. Any of those, it sucks. When you know you're going to hit him, though, when you know you got him locked in, It's exciting. It's very exciting, and that's why sacks are such an esteemed stat. But that excitement can actually like draw people away from doing well, from getting pressures, because pressures are consistent. Sacks can come and go as far as the stats. So just continuing to get pressure, do our jobs. You know, like I said, stats will come, the sacks will come, but I just had four games in between those two that I didn't have one tallied up, and doing my best just to do my job.
Well, you talk about the quarterback hurries and how important that is. That's something that watching Bearcat defense through the years has been very important, where even a lot of times when the quarterback's able to get some passes off, by the end of the game, the opposing quarterback knows that he's been in a ball game with you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's the goal. Obviously, not to injure anyone, but to make our presence known for sure, to make his clock, his timer, his pocket presence, to just, you know, get it a click faster each quarter. That way he is a little antsy in the pocket, and you can say all you want. Hopefully we can just continue to do what we do. And we got a bunch of guys that are very committed to having a goal and achieving that goal. And usually that goal is to get after the QB.
A little bit earlier, you mentioned the feeling of a high school baseball player getting a walk-off home run. You were a high school baseball player at Bolivar. Do you ever have that opportunity back then?
To hit a walk-off?
Yes.
Yeah, I hit one. I hit one walk-off against Logan Rogersville. It was a conference game. It was pretty fun. Pretty fun. I messed it up. I had to redeem myself. I actually gave up a run to, like, put them up in the top of I think it was the ninth inning or something like that. And we were in extra innings in high school. And I had to redeem myself, had to bring it back. So,
what position you play in high school?
I caught mainly. And then I pitched a little bit, some closing stuff. And then one year I had a knee surgery, so I played first instead of catching.
Now, I understand, too. What, an all-district player in high school there?
I was, I batted around a little bit. I enjoy playing. I think there are two things that I miss about high school the most is high school choir and high school baseball. So the memories with old Coach Brad Roden and just the boys, you know, Deacon and just all your high school buddies that are just you grew up with. I think baseball is the best for making memories on the field and off the field. I think football, you go into it and you're making a lot of memories off the field and on the field here and there, but baseball is just a different sport. It's more relaxed. That's the one thing I do miss about high school.
Did you give any consideration to college baseball at any time?
I never got looked at. I was all right baseball player. I just never played like true travel ball or anything like that. I played like local travel ball, so we'd travel out of state sometimes, but nothing crazy. I wasn't anything special. I wasn't going to the league for baseball, or I wasn't going to go play anything crazy. So and I just love football so much that I wanted to go play football. I kind of knew that, and I was like, I just won't pursue it.
Now, I believe, if I'm talking with you in the past, you are a St. Louis Cardinals baseball fan,
I am,
correct?
I am.
It's a little rough weekend for us there,
yep.
I tell you.
Yeah. just as the hope kind of came, it went. So that's all right, but still rooting for the Cards.
Now, growing up, I'm just from a time frame standpoint, were you able to kind of follow Albert when he was in the Cardinal uniform the first time around?
Yeah, I remember. I don't remember like following him, but I remember like anytime he'd make a big play, we'd get to see it on TV and stuff like that. So I was a little bit younger, but then I remember getting to, because I'm a Cardinals fan, it's because I was a catcher. I loved Yachty. And then also just living in Bolivar, Springfield Cardinals are about 30 minutes away, so their AA program is just 30 minutes away, and really good tickets are like $10 down there. So you can just, they have a nice facility for a AA program, so I got to go down there, and when Yachty would rehab, or when like Colton Wong, when he was coming up, he was a AA player, I got to watch him. And so it was just fun to like build that fandom, I guess, and enjoy watching Cardinals baseball.
Well, a tough loss this past week to Pittsburgh State, but you look ahead at the schedule, a couple home games in a row here. Washburn this weekend, of course, Northeastern the week after that for homecoming. But I imagine it's going to feel kind of nice not to have to get in the bus this weekend and have a chance to play at home.
Yeah, we played well at home so far. We just got to continue to prepare for this game. Washburn is a good football team with a good offense that has been scoring a lot of points. So we got to prepare. Love playing home games because of the fans, because of the atmosphere. And like you said, we get to be at home. Obviously, that's a plus. But we gotta prepare. Like, there's a football game. We can't just say, oh well, we played well at home. So we gotta continue to lock in to do well.
All right, well, Zach, as always, a pleasure talking to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Defensive lineman Zach Howard with us on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be back and have more right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Back at Pizza Ranch in Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State volleyball here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. The Bearcats 13-5 overall, 7-3 in conference play, a 1-1 weekend. Cap things off with a 3-set win over Newman. Coach Worth being joined as well by Alyssa Rezach, a junior on the team. And as we look at it going in, finally returning home, the last home match was 19 days ago. You've only had two so far this season. How big is that to be able to get some home cooking, sleep in your own beds, and just kind of enjoy a home crowd for once?
It's awesome. Our fans are really loyal to us, so it's always nice to have them sitting in the stand. And obviously you sleep a little better at home and you play a little better at home because it's your home. So we're excited to see what we can do and hopefully just play against some good teams and come out on top.
Alyssa, does it wear down on you at all being on the road for that long and not being able to play at home? Of course, you come back, you have class, you have practice, but then you're right back on the bus.
Yeah, we face some adversity with that, but I think the girls do a really good job of just going out and playing our game. That's all you can do, really, and yeah, you're fighting their crowds and lack of sleep a little bit in hotel beds and all that, but I think the girls do a good job of just taking care of business and playing at our best.
Northwest Volleyball getting set to take on number 23 Central Missouri tonight, and then on Friday coming up against number 12 Washburn, then wrapping up this particular week with Emporia State at home on Saturday. Coach Worth, 7-3 in the MIAA so far, 10 more to go. How do you kind of grade out the team when you kind of look at, obviously, on the road, going through some injuries, and getting to this point?
I would grade ourselves a B+. From a standpoint of what we've done so far, A-minus, B+. And I would say A-minus on our offensive side and what we've been able to do and what we've hit. I would say B+ on our defense and what we need to do better there so that we can play against the best teams in the MIAA and win. So from that standpoint, our offense can even get better. There's improvements that we can be in transition and hit at a higher level, but we've got to be able to have more of a defensive attitude to be able to stay in there with the best of the best.
Defensively, when you talk about that and the chance to improve, I mean, what specifically do you want to kind of see from your girls be able to come out and slow down an attack, but then obviously transition that into more offense?
So two components with our defense, the block and then the backcourt defense. And I felt like when we were playing UCO, like our block might be there, but then our backcourt wasn't there. And then when our backcourt was there, our block wasn't there. So they've got to work together in those both phases of the game. I thought that UCO ran a lot of inside balls and we didn't do a very good job from the standpoint of where our block was and how we lined up with their attackers to be able to slow some down. And when you have ball after ball after ball hit at you when you're a defender without a block, it takes a toll on you. So out of five balls, we need to be able to get a nice lineup on three of those five balls so then our defenders are only fighting not having someone in front of them two times versus five times. And so from that standpoint, we just got to get better in that area of our game. But I think there's always a to-do list on every single team that needs to get better, but that's just a specific one for us.
Well, now you roll that into Central Missouri's coming here. You already played them to five sets a little bit earlier in the season. They've lost three of their last six against really good competition, which up and down the MIAA, of course. What do you expect out of Central Missouri? You've seen them once. How do they attack that's a little bit different than others?
Last time we played them, they roll-shotted and did not hit very hard at us at all and tipped. And so from that standpoint, we need to be ready. It took us probably two sets last time we played them to really adjust to that, and we got to be ready for them. And I think another thing they're going to do is run a bunch of slides behind, and that's what they showed against Washburn. For some reason, they were running behind so much, and it's something that they're trying to force, and we've got to be able to defend out of that and have some type of offense in our transition.
Alyssa, whenever you're going against a team like UCM and throwing a few different things at you, or maybe it's, all right, we're prepared for this and it's on the fly. Obviously, you see it's different kind of a coach on the court. Mm-hmm. How much of that is stepping up the communication and kind of pulling what coach is saying, but also trusting your eyes too?
Right, yeah. Coach does a really good job of giving us a defensive plan, and I just think it's up to us to stay disciplined in that. Get to the right spots, be stopped, and then as soon as you get there and you're stopped, then I think it's up to you to see what you see and go and get it. But just important to be stopped and go so you can play it high in the well so we can go run offense off of it.
Now, this weekend, it doesn't get any easier. You talk about Central Missouri, then we're going to turn around and see Washburn coming into Maryville not long after that. Kind of the grind portion of the league, I mean, top to bottom, but we're right smack dab in the middle, two highly ranked teams coming back-to-back. Coach, does it wear on you a little bit, or is this kind of what you really look forward to this part of the season?
Well, this is what you live for, right?
Yeah.
I mean, from the standpoint of playing the top teams in the conference, and it doesn't stop, like, you have one side of you that's like, geesh, like that, and then the other side of you is like, that's what I want to do, that's why I'm here, that's why I have this job. And so from that standpoint, I tend to lean on having a very, very small, geez, this is a tough come out versus a big portion of me that's like, bring it on, kind of hitting the chest idea from the standpoint of this is why we do what we do. So big week for us when it comes to what this can turn out to in the race for the conference championship, but just us getting better. It's never easy to play three matches in a week because therefore you don't have a lot of practice, and it's just got to be something that we've got to get better on the fly and get 1% better is what we like to say.
And what's funny too is things have kind of flipped to where Northwest Missouri State on the schedule has become kind of that geesh team, like, man, we're going to face them again. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of funny how the MIAA works out, and it is a grind top to bottom for everyone. Over the weekend at UCO, Alyssa hitting 2,000 assists. Check that. That was actually on Saturday against Newman. But 2,000 assists for your career now, 2,026 overall. You're just a handful of away from cracking the top 10, likely coming up a little bit later on this season. What does that mean for you to be able to hit such a mark so early in your career and still so much still to build?
Yeah, I'm grateful for the opportunity. Again, with setting, I always give the credit to the passers and the defense because I can't do my job without them doing their job. And obviously the hitters got to put the ball away, so... I kind of say this a lot, but it's always a credit to the team because I couldn't do any of that without them. So
hitting that mark as a junior, and that's the majority coming sophomore now and junior season. Freshman still kind of getting your legs underneath you, get your feet wet, but had a good season, build off of the last couple of seasons. Coach, whenever you watch Alyssa and see what she brings night in and night out and following up Maddie Ahrens from that role too, how has she just kind of grown as a leader and a player on the floor?
She's just been a natural leader from the get-go. It's been something that is very natural to her. And from the standpoint of speaking up and being more outgoing with her leadership, that is where she's grown. She used to be somewhat a little bit more reserved with it, but now she's leading the way even more with her voice and telling people what to do and being more comfortable in those scenarios than she was earlier on in her career. I mean, I think it's a natural progression for anyone to do that, but she's put a lot of hard work into, like, being where she is right now. So it is natural, but it takes a lot of hard work, even though it's very natural for her to be able to be where she is with her leadership. So very proud of her.
Well, another milestone that a couple weeks ago that we didn't touch on, but since we hit 2,000 assists, we also saw Hallie Sidney get to 1,000 kills. And another player that's battled back from tough injury, adversity, and now she right back out here for a top 25 team and doing some big things. It has to be kind of cool to see.
Awesome. You know, from the standpoint of her career and her story, it's such an inspirational story. Hallie's just a grinder. She's a worker, and she doesn't complain about a thing. And she's going to be someone that, you know, looks at the injury she had and be able to come back and do what she did. And the coolest part about this whole thing is, you know, she didn't play for two seasons, essentially, with COVID and all the things that happened. And she gives kudos to our team and our program for just the amount of how we've raised the bar since she's played last. And she's even said the things that I did in 2019, I can't do them now and win, you know, and score. And so from that standpoint, she's had to raise her game, and she's not complained about that. She's gone out and just grinded and improved herself this season too. So I think it's really cool that we're helping each other out through that adversity that she's gone through, and we've gotten better in her eyes since the last time she's played. So it's kind of a cool thing to hear about, but you kind of don't see those transitions when you're in the middle of it, and it's really neat to hear that we've gotten better since the time she's started playing, you know, last time she played. So really neat to hear, really neat to see her story, but more than anything, just inspiration to all of us.
For sure, a great player, having the bar raised on her even throughout that short time period. Mm-hmm. Northwest Missouri State will be at home tonight against Central Missouri at 6 o'clock. You could see Hallie, Alyssa, Coach Worth get out to Bearcat Arena and check out Northwest Missouri State volleyball. Coach, Alyssa, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Northwest Missouri State head coach Amy Worth and junior Alyssa Rezach joining us. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV KLRNW.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV, KLRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, we're talking Northwest Missouri State soccer. The Bearcats are 8-4-2 overall this season, 4-3 in the MIAA. Overall, they've won three in a row. That includes a 2-0 win over number 21 Central Oklahoma on Sunday. We're being joined by junior Kaylee Rock and redshirt freshman Lily Ellis. Appreciate you coming in, chatting with us. A big weekend. Two wins over the weekend, a total of three straight. Whenever you look at this and the stretch Northwest Missouri State's on right now, does it feel like we're kind of hitting our stride at the right time, regular season winding down, and this is where you want to be?
Yeah, definitely. We knew coming into UCO was going to be a tough match, and then we find out it's their senior night too, so they had a little bit of an extra reason to win that game. So, but we knew that, you know, going into the game, this one was going to be one of the biggest ones for the end of our season. So we really put it into gear, and getting the win on Friday definitely helped. And, yeah, I definitely think we're getting into a rhythm finally, and it's working out well for us.
And it's all kind of coming together, too. Lily, you look at it defensively, another shutout, but seeing some goals come through, some timely goals as well. The last three matches have shut out your opponents 4-0 combined. What's that do for this team, kind of seeing it, all right, offensively, it's coming in at the right time, and defensively, keeping them out of the back of the net? Obviously, it's a good recipe to win, but everything's kind of clicking the way you need it to right now. From your perspective as a young player, how you see it working?
It definitely helps our defense out. I mean, we've been grinding it out back there, and to have help up top now and getting those goals in, I mean, we've had opportunities every game to – you know, put some goals away, but it's now just going in our favor.
Kaylee, you've played in big matches before, of course, last year getting into the NCAA tournament too. So does it feel like there are some similarities in that way of, hey, that was a team that made it into the regional. We have the capability once again this season, but maybe even take it a step further and go on and make some noise.
Yeah, for sure. UCO has always been a successful team. They've always made it far. Last year, we got a win against them too in overtime, but it was a really tight match, so we knew coming into this year that they would want it, and they want it bad. So yeah, but knowing that we can get not only a win but a shutout against them gave us a lot of confidence, I think, that we can play with pretty much anybody in our conference and then beyond conference too. So I'm really excited to see how the postseason goes and how far we get this season.
Any win in the MIAA is big, of course, but when you think about it, that was over number 21 team in the country coming in. Does that feel like that can be kind of a statement win for this club coming down the stretch of, all right, we took care of business on the road. We've got four more at home. We just have to keep it rolling now.
Yeah, for sure. I think that being our, like you said, our fourth game on the road, it's hard. It's definitely hard mentally to get through that challenge and them being at their home field too. So I think getting that that win really helps us a lot. Now that we have four home games, I think we're all so excited to not have to travel, and we get to just have senior night and homecoming weekend. And I think there's just a lot of good energy coming into these next 2 weekends, and we're expecting a few more wins.
We're talking Northwest Soccer with Kaylee Rock and Lily Ellis. Lily, a 1-0 win over Newman to start the weekend, then a 2-0 shutout over UCO to kind of wrap things up on Sunday. Those are shutouts number 8 and 9 for you here in your redshirt freshman season. That sets a new Northwest Missouri State single-season record. What does that mean to you? You're so young. You still have so much room to grow within this program, too, but you're already getting your name into the record books and doing some big things for this club. Is that something for you to build off of, and have you kind of thought about what that means to the Northwest overall?
Oh, for sure. Definitely being my first season, it's crazy to even set records. It's not something I came in hoping – I mean, obviously hoping to do, but it's not something I thought I would do. So I'm definitely going to try to build upon that and just keep going.
Of course, Coach Gordon had a lot of confidence in you coming into this season. Did you imagine when you stepped foot on campus and you joined the team and you're kind of going through the workouts that you would have that kind of impact right away?
Definitely not. I definitely thought it would take a few years, but I'm glad I can have the impact I do.
Seeing young players step up like that, Kaylee, what's it like for you as an upperclassman of, all right, hey, we know ball gets down to that end, that we're in good hands?
Oh, yeah, it's great. We love having Lily back there. I mean, when the game starts, she's in game mode, and she's in the zone. She's not going to let anything pass her, and it just feels really comfortable having her back there, and we have so much faith in her that she's going to make big saves. And yeah, she's been doing super well, and yeah, I'm really excited to see what she does in the future.
Well, Lily Ellis making a Northwest Missouri State record, 9th shutout of the season. Not to be outdone, Kaylee, you come up with your 19th career goal and new Northwest Missouri State record there, and of course plenty of time to not only set a new mark but completely shatter it. Building off of from here, what does this mean to you? You've been around the program. You've kind of helped Northwest Missouri State raise at this point of NCAA tournament last year, chance to get another bid this year, still a chance to go through and make some more noise within the MIAA, but you also have your name etched very high in these record books.
Yeah, it feels really good. We have just such a great team, and we have so much talent, so I'm lucky to be the one to put the ball in the back of the net, but it starts with Lily and then moves up to the defense in the midfield. I mean, we just have been working really well together, and there's so much talent on our team. So, yeah, it feels great, and I feel like there's a lot more we can do, and there's a lot more we can prove, and I think we're going to make a really big impact this year and then next year as well.
Of course, we were talking before we went on with Coach Gordon about how the conference standings look and the chance to continue moving up. Right now, Northwest Missouri State is 6th in the MIAA, but just 1 point back of being in 3rd. So everything is kind of tight there within the middle of the MIAA. Do you kind of look at that and lick your chops saying, we know that we can continue climbing and host an MIAA tournament match?
We've definitely been keeping a key eye on those standings, and yeah, we are 1 point away, so we're just going to keep focusing on us. We just keep saying, you know, the only thing we can control is how we do. So as long as we keep getting the wins and keep getting more or 3 points added to our score, then we should be in a good position. We can't really control what the other teams do, but we have 4 home games coming up, and if we can get the results that we want, then we should be in pretty good shape for the standings.
Coming up this Friday, Northwest at home against Northeastern State, on Sunday at home for Rogers State. Lily, how much of an advantage of that is to have 4 in a row at home to wrap up the regular season?
It's definitely a pretty good advantage. I mean, being on the road, it's really hard, you know, traveling back and forth. So being at home and having our home crowd and just that energy is a lot for us.
Bearcats 8-4-2 overall. How does the body feel going through the grind of a college schedule too? Not only the bus trips, but then obviously the matches on top of it.
It's definitely tiring, but I mean, we all are in it together and we all kind of hype each other up. So, I mean, it's good either way.
We hear a lot about culture talked at Northwest Missouri State and the family aspect of it too. But Kaylee, you've been around this program for a while now. What is Coach Gordon injecting into this team day in, day out, match in, match out, to where you do go in and feel like, regardless if it's a ranked opponent or not, you have a good chance to win?
So Coach puts a really big emphasis not only on who you are as a player, but who you are as a person. So it feels no matter who comes into, like, every new freshman class, they just fit in so well. They're good people. We, like Lily said, we hype each other up. We're really a family, and Yeah, it just feels really good. Not only do we work well together on the field, but off the field, we're always together, always hanging out. We're always checking in on each other. We care about each other. And, yeah, it's really a family aspect. And it's very unique and unlike any team I've been on before. So, yeah, it definitely helps us. And, yeah, it's just a great atmosphere to be in.
Don't you feel like at some point one of these coaches' shows would have the assistant coach, Quade Curtin, jump into?
Definitely. Yeah, yeah, I think that would be a great idea.
Quade's now running away. He doesn't want to talk a little bit. But obviously, coaching staff, players, everybody really buying in and good things happening here. Northwest 8-4-2, 4-3 in the MIAA. Four more home matches in the regular season. A chance to get out and see the Bearcats coming up Friday at home against Northeastern State at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Lily, Kaylee, thanks so much for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Lily Ellis, a redshirt freshman for Northwest Missouri State, and Kaylee Rock, a junior from Lee Summit, joining us. We'll take a break. Back with more on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com. or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. And on this Tuesday, talking cross-country. Joining us is the coach of the cross-country team, Wick Cunningham, and a couple of runners off the team, Amber Owens, along with Jake Norris. And first of all, Wick, you've had a little bit of time off after the Chili Pepper Classic down in Arkansas before heading up north this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. We took last weekend off, got some much-needed rest, and we're ready to go on Friday.
And just talk about how you schedule the meets to make sure that you're in optimal shape for each particular meet.
Yeah, you know, most meets, they have a week in between where we don't really do anything. It's a solid training block. Being a festival year is a little bit longer season for us, so this will be our last meet before the conference meet. So we'll actually have two off weekends going into the conference meet, which just allows a little bit more flexibility to move things around how we want.
Now, the Platte River Rumble coming up this weekend. Got to love the name for that for you guys. But first time for this, I understand Creighton hosting this event.
Yep, Creighton built an awesome course up there. We're excited to go check it out and see it. And yeah, this is the first year for the event. Should be some great competition.
And Ashland, Nebraska at the Mahoney State Park, I believe?
Yep, that's correct. It's going to be an awesome environment. They have food trucks out there. They got a DJ out there. They're really putting on a good like atmosphere for everybody.
I imagine that really makes it fun, too, and not only just to compete, but to kind of enjoy that type of atmosphere.
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, we even have, like, recruits and parents that are, like, talking about coming out and, like, watching it, you know, and I'm like, that's exciting, and that's a lot of fun for them to be there and see that environment. You know, it's not just a bunch of guys and girls out in some random field in the middle of nowhere running around. It's a whole atmosphere.
Now, as we mentioned early on, that Amber Owens and Jake Norris are joining us here. And just talk a little bit about Amber and Jake and what they've meant to your program being seniors in this.
Yeah, absolutely. They're both fifth-year seniors from us. Amber actually transferred to us from Mount Olive University in North Carolina. Jake's originally from Nebraska, so he's going back home this weekend. These are two people that we kind of build the program around, and just two stable bodies in the program, upperclassmen that mentor the young. They do the right stuff, and they really just show up day in and day out and provide a great example for what our program truly is.
Amber, transferring a little bit of a distance between your last school here to Northwest. Just explain what attracted you to coming to Northwest.
What attracted me to come to Northwest was the people, the place, the facilities. Like, I think as a group, as a team, we have a really strong team, especially this year with the people we've brought in previous years and how they've progressed like through the program. We've got a really strong team and we've got a really good chance of doing well this year.
And Jake, a chance this weekend to, as Wick mentioned, to run in your home state. I imagine this will be pretty fun for you.
Yes, definitely. It's always fun to go back home, have friends and family come watch. It's easy for them, so that's a great opportunity.
And what brought you to Northwest? I think we've talked to you in the past, but just kind of tell us a little bit about coming to the university here.
I would say mainly the running program, but just the town, the atmosphere. It felt close to home and like home, but also kind of a little bit farther away, 2 hours, so I can go home whenever I want to, but I just think that this environment is really why I came.
And Amber, as far as coming to Northwest Missouri State, besides running and things, what are some things you enjoy here maybe and when you're not competing?
I really enjoy going bowling. We've been bowling a few times with the team. We've also been to Mazingo. That's been really fun. I really enjoy, like, we have, like, team lunches sometimes. That's really fun. I really enjoy just, like, spending time with different people.
And I imagine the bowling and things, Wick, that's kind of a fun thing to do, but also kind of a team-building type of thing for you.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the exciting part of that stuff for me is that I'm not the one organizing it. The team's really putting those things on and putting them together and really creating that, you know, really making the team their own and creating that great atmosphere that people tend to enjoy.
As far as this weekend, too, again, a new event with the Platte River Rebel, but when you look at the teams coming in, what type of competition are you guys being?
Yeah, we're going to have a couple teams from the region in there. It looks like Augustana's going to be there. They're always tough in the region. University of Nebraska-Kearney will be the conference school there, but then you're going to have, you know, Creighton, KU, University of Nebraska, schools like that in there as well as some other junior colleges that provide great competition. So it's a really good mix for everybody.
Is this a good tune-up for the conference meet, which is a couple of weeks down the line?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be very similar size to the conference meet. Women are going to be running 6K instead of 5K now, which is, again, the normal distance at the end of the season. Men stick with their 8K right now. And I think that just that size of the meet, having it be a great course, great competition, and just having a little bit of, you know, openness, own gaps in the field where, like, you could end up kind of alone at some point, and having to fight through that and work through that is very possible in the future meets, and we got to get ready for that.
Amber, as far as this year with the type of goals that you've set, overall, what are some of the things that you want to try to do the rest of this season?
Well, my main goal from my freshman year was to go to nationals for cross country, and I mean, that still stands, and I think team-wise, we have a really strong team this year, so we do have a really good chance. But I'd also like to kind of bridge the gaps between the team a bit more too, because, like, within our, like, top seven, there is, like, gaps within, like, the distance between each person, which would be nice to get us all a bit closer together.
And as far as Jake, what kind of goals do you have the rest of the year here?
Yeah, I would say still looking to place in the conference, place nationally, but then also just like the team focus, like Amber said, we have a very young team, so just making sure that we can instill confidence in them, that they can believe that they are able to run to their best ability, and that they'll just keep fighting for it.
You know, Wick, when I look at cross country with the men's and women's squads, I kind of look at this similar to what Coach Rosewell does with the tennis teams with both the men and women there, where it seems like while you're competing separately, it's kind of one big group, isn't it, where everyone seems to get along well?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think it's really exciting that we have two groups, but also one group. You know, they have their unique differences between the two of them, but I think them doing stuff together is awesome. We had a team brunch on Sunday, Saturday, which was awesome. I think the girls and guys joined each other on a run the other day, which was also a lot of fun. It's just like things like that, any chance we can get to mesh them together is a great opportunity. But then also making sure that both teams are aware. It's like, hey, you are still unique in your own way and have individual differences, and that's awesome.
As you get to this point in the season, too, again, it can be a long year as far as the training that they go through, really almost a year-round type of training. But what do you try to do to ensure that everyone is fresh as they can for the final stretch run to this?
Yeah, so last week we actually didn't work out pretty much the whole week. We came off of Chili Pepper Festival and took 5 days of just easy running, nothing special. Probably something that most teams don't do, but we have a young group, we have a longer season, and we're trying to kind of manage that balance and fatigue right there. So that's kind of the name of the game right now.
I would guess, too, with a young group, you have to be concerned where they might be hitting the wall just a little bit, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I kind of built some of these things in there. I build options into the workouts, too, where they can kind of choose their own adventure and choose the direction they want to go there, giving them as much autonomy as possible, and that helps them feel more comfortable but also allows them to judge where they truly are at the moment.
You've had a lot of success up to this point in the season. Where can this team go the rest of the way?
Yeah, you know, I think there's talks about, you know, how high we can place in the conference or the region. Can we get to the national meet? I think that's all well and good, and we're gonna show up and do the best we can at the moment, and however the cards fall in the days, how they fall.
All right. Well, Wick, appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you very much.
And we also want to thank Amber Owens and Jake Norris for being with us as well. And for both of you, good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And we are broadcasting from Pizza Ranch in Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcasting from Pizza Ranch in Maryville, and joined now by Northwest Missouri State Director of Athletics, Andy Peterson, as well as the golf coach at Northwest Missouri State. And Andy, it's good to talk to you. I mentioned a little bit earlier, second time we've had an opportunity to talk here this week.
That's right, yeah. We've the little KXCV donor, the pledge drive going on, talk to you. So, yeah, like you said, I don't know if you're the lucky one or I am, but I'm pretty sure it's not you.
I don't know. But let's talk a little bit of golf here. Coming off the Augustana Invitational this past weekend, and I think this is the first time we've had you on for this particular show, primarily due to the fact that a lot of your meets are Monday, Tuesday type of meets, so we don't normally have a chance to talk to you.
Yeah, most of the time. I told the group in there kind of a exception to the rule of playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, most golf courses don't like giving up their weekend tee times for a bunch of college kids that are just going to tear their course up. But yeah, I got to play Saturday, Sunday on the course that is the where the regional is going to be hosted this spring. So it was good for the girls to see that. Hopefully we can get back there in some way, shape, or form to compete there this spring. But yeah, I went up there, and we're just honestly having a hard time putting two rounds together. We played decent on Saturday, and then Sunday went into it feeling pretty good. It was a shotgun start, and so everybody went off at the same time, and just got off to a little bit of a slow start and balanced out through the middle six or seven holes, and then just really struggled coming down the stretch. So that's just where I do believe we're young. We don't have a ton of rounds under our belt like we have in the past with, you know, young ladies like Morgan Teal and Anna Zek and Maddie Akers that played a lot of golf their entire career. But when they were freshmen and sophomores, they had juniors and seniors that were playing a lot of golf. And so, I think we played a freshman and two sophomores, a junior, two juniors. So we've got a lot of youth and are still learning how to compete and let ourselves be good is the other point. I think a lot of times we get to that our 14th, 15th hole and we're five or six over, going to shoot a pretty decent round in the 70s, And we realize that, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to shoot 77. And we kind of make a couple of we lose our focus a little bit. And so we just have a hard time closing rounds. And I think we saw that this week, and it's just something that we got to learn from. And hopefully we can turn around pretty quick.
You know, looking at some of the scores, you are getting some good individual performances at times for meet to meet.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. We're just having a hard time putting a tournament together, whether it be four girls all at the same time or 2 days back to back, you know. You really would like to think that day one's your practice round, you're getting a feel for the course. Day two is for real, and so you shoot what you shoot. And then, you know, day three is the second round of the tournament. You're hopeful that you're comfortable to a certain extent on that course. You know a little bit of where to miss if you're going to miss, or at least the layout of the course and what problem holes there are. And so you try to shave 2, 3, 4 strokes off your score. And we just haven't been able to do that yet. But as a team, you know, like you said, we've had some very strong individual scores over the fall. You know, Ellie Spies has been hurt the last couple of weeks, which has hurt us a little bit. She's been, you know, consistently our number one, number two, three golfer. And so between her and Paige throwing out some good rounds. And then the other girls really, truly helping with two of the three scores. It was a pretty good recipe early on. And so we're missing Ellie a little bit. And just, like I said, just youth and understanding what it takes to compete at this level. Day in and day out, you just can't take holes off.
And after traveling to so many of the meets so far this fall, you get an opportunity to be at the home course there out at Mozingo.
Yeah, absolutely. Monday and Tuesday this next week, we're going to be at Mozingo and hosting a big tournament. It's the Midwest Fall Classic. We co-host it with Central Missouri, which means we alternate sites every other fall. So we used to have the odd number years, and with COVID, we flipped it, so Coach Port at Central Missouri hosts in the odd number of years now, and I got the even year. So 22 is my year, and so I think we've got 18 teams coming. 100-plus golfers will be competing, and it's just obviously a great opportunity to play at a course that you do know really, really well, and you've played on it a lot. You've been in a lot of areas you probably shouldn't have a lot, and you just understand how to navigate the course and play on it, and you should be a lot more comfortable in the greens and that sort of thing. So opportunity for a young group to go out and hopefully go low and have some good placings that'll help us when we come back to the spring and start up in March.
Let's put your athletic director hat on here just for a second here, too. When you look ahead for the next couple, 3 weeks, after a lot of these fall sports teams were on the road an awful lot, you turn around and you've got soccer and you've got volleyball, both with a lot of matches and competition coming up. Football's got a couple weeks in a row here at home as well. So fans of Bearcat Athletics will have a great opportunity here in the next couple weeks to take in a lot.
Yeah, we had our department meeting, and I told everybody that the theme of the week is grace. Just make sure we're giving everybody grace. We're all on the same team. We all want the same things for the Bearcats and our fans, right? So just you know, be kind and understand and help each other out. You know, don't be afraid to ask for help, because we've got, you know, 3 home volleyball matches this week, 2 soccer matches. We've got booster club football game, you know, a home golf tournament that's going to be 3 days long. And then next week's homecoming, which is, you know, like Christmas around here. So another volleyball match, 2 more soccer games, a football game, Board of Regents next week, Foundation Board will be on campus next week, M Club Hall of Fame next Friday night. So, yeah, the next 12 days will be really, really busy. But busy for us, great for our student-athletes, right? They could I think you probably heard the volleyball soccer girls talk about, you know, soccer was able to hang out in Wichita last week and go to the volleyball match at Newman. When everybody's at home, you get that times 10, right? Because the teams that aren't traveling, baseball, softball, track, you know, some of these other programs, can go to these events and cheer on their Bearcat comrades. But then also your home fans, you know, we'll have football game on Saturday and a volleyball match at 6 o'clock after the game, free admission. So come to the football game and then come into Bearcat Arena and cheer on the volleyball Cats in that same trip. So those kind of opportunities are obviously huge. You have a sport like golf that we only have one home event a year. You know, if you've got time on a Monday or Tuesday at lunch, over lunch or whatever, to come out to the course and check it out, and just kind of see what they do, you know, day in and day out. That's the other thing I think some people don't. It's not that they don't appreciate it, they just don't know, you know, what our soccer program does, what our volleyball program does, what the golfers do, what football does day in and day out. And so to be around it more than just on game days is a big deal. And then that's what kind of this time of year, homecoming that week, it really does allow folks that inside look at it to see what our student athletes do and what they sacrifice, and what our coaches do and what they sacrifice, and just trying to to teach these life lessons through sport and through college at a level where kids are doing it because they're passionate about the sport and they're not. They're not going to make a living more than likely off of it. They're getting a degree here at a reduced rate because they're on an athletic scholarship for the most part. We obviously have a lot of student athletes that aren't on scholarship too, and it's truly the time of year of thankfulness and thankful to be at home and thankful to have a good team around me and around our department that puts the best foot forward for our Bearcat students and for our fans.
Yeah, I know just personally being able to watch what you guys do behind the scenes when we're setting up for our broadcast and things, you guys just do a fantastic job, and it really makes our job so much easier. I know it makes the fan experience so much better as well, too. You guys, I don't know what it really is, a limited staff. I mean, every Division II school has those same type of problems, but you guys step up and put in some long hours and do a great job.
Yeah, and we love it. You know, I think it's the reward piece. You know, we tell each other, we tell ourselves, I tell people, we do it for the student athletes, and we're setting up plastic chairs at football games for the ADA seats and stuff like that, or setting up the replay system or whatever it is, right? And people ask about it, and they ask me about it, as the athletic director, why are you moving tables and chairs? Like, well, I'll do it for the student athletes. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the student athletes. Well, if I'm taking care of student athletes, mom or dad, and mom or dad are coming to the game and they're appreciating and enjoying it, they appreciate and enjoy their experience. So the student athletes appreciate their experience, and so that goes through with it. We talked yesterday about the on the radio on the pledge about that same thing with you guys with the radio and the coverage that's provided for student athletes that mom and dad live in California or Florida or Texas or whatever, and they can't make it to every game, but they can get on the mobile app and fire up John and Matt and listen to it, or get on the MIAA network and watch their niece or nephew or grandson or whoever play, and it's just part of the experience, and so that's what we do it's weeks like these that we probably like to pull our hair out a little bit because we got probably too much going on, but man, it's so worth it when you get to see the team on the field after the game or on the pitch after the game or on the court after the game hugging mom and dad, especially after a big win, obviously, and just that that experience is hitting home, and it's where they want to be.
All right, well, Andy, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show.
Thanks, John.
Again, that's Andy Peterson, Director of Athletics at Northwest Missouri State, as well as the women's golf coach. We'll be back to have more right after this.
Support for KXEV, KLRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com. or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376. Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227. Or airforce.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specializes in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarryvilleSmiles.com.
Plenty for Bearcat fans to get excited about throughout this week with a lot of home action right here in Maryville. It starts tonight. Northwest Missouri State Volleyball taking on number 25 Central Missouri at 6 o'clock inside Bearcat Arena. Soccer's at home this week. Northwest Missouri State football's at home this week. Also want to mention men's tennis in the ITA Cup in Rome, Georgia. Mark Rosewell has a doubles team down there looking to make some noise. Cross country also in the Platte River Rumble in Ashland, Nebraska coming up on Friday as well. So a lot going on. Our next Bearcat broadcast
That's coming up Saturday, Northwest football taking on Washburn, a 1:30 kickoff. You can hear the game here on KXCV Maryville, KLRNW Chillicothe starting at 12:30 with our pregame. That's going to wrap things up for us here today. Don't forget, every Tuesday at noon, we're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch with the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long.